Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lots of music comes out of Nashville, Tennessee, but last night residents heard from the only recently unretired Garth Brooks. The occasion, the first of 9 sold-out shows to benefit victims of the May flooding. Garth Brooks, who'd retired from 2001 to 2009, sold 140,000 tickets to the 9 concerts, which have already raised more than $3 million, not to mention the boost to the economy that will come because of all of these out-of-town fans. And it's all to help in the flood relief. You remember the flood? Well, maybe you barely do. Such was the nature of the flood of news stories this past year. But waters damaged or destroyed more than 6,000 homes and about 3,000 businesses across 47 counties. The Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee says it's already distributed more than $5 million through various charities, and that's helping flood victims with everything from building supplies to low-interest loans. But some people aren't feeling it. We want to check in with one resident, Bob Higgins. His house literally slid down a hill as the saturated earth gave way. Bob, you give us a sense of how Nashville looks and feels 7 months after the flood.
Well, we still have a ways to go. A lot of people want to put us in a better scenario than we really are. That's why Garth Brooks is stepping up the way he is. There were 67,000 people affected by the flood. 27,000 people have gotten aid, and there's still 20,000 people that have not received anything.
Well, so Garth Brooks is shining a light on the fact that there are still some problems, even though the downtown tourist area has really had sort of a miraculous recovery. But people like you have had a tougher time. For a while, you were sharing living space with some other people who had been flooded out. Now you just moved into a new house. You bought a government loan. But you're stuck with that house that fell down the hill because what? It wasn't in a floodplain, so it wasn't considered one of the houses that either the state programs would buy or insurance would cover?
Correct. So we're just pretty much having to do it ourselves.
Well, I know that you went to a meeting early on and said to a city official, look, you know, we got a house that fell down a hill. The land certainly flooded. You know, it was saturated. What'd they say to you?
They just told us to go ahead and establish a claim with the city, which we did. And then the city said, you might as well sue us. But in the meetings that we went to, there were well in excess of 200 people that were affected by landslides and heavily damaged.
And not covered by some of the programs. For instance, the city's using federal funds to buy about 300 homes in what's termed the floodway, and they're going to turn that land into green space. But again, you don't qualify. Well, are you going to sue?
Yes, that's really our only alternative. It becomes a continuation of taking money out of our pocket. We've averaged around $3,000 a month before we moved into our house, just in paying for rental property, trying to do the right thing.
Well, yeah, because you still owe on the house that collapsed. You're paying $2,000 a month on that, although it's condemned. And then you're paying $900 a month on a new house. You did get a little bit of money. I think it was $30,000, a maximum grant from FEMA. That did help for a while.
Which was extremely helpful.
Yeah.
Extremely. When I've never quite understood the emotions people had when I've seen them in a tornado and they're standing in front of their decimated house, or you just go, oh, okay, well, I feel sorry for them. But it is the luck factor that you feel that you came through all this stuff unscathed is extraordinary.
And you were one of the ones that, you know, had some financial cushioning. I mean, you were doing okay before this happened. It's hard to imagine if people weren't.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely meant that I'll never retire. I will just work as long as anybody will hire me because I can't afford to do otherwise. At the age of 61, I had to take a 30-year loan. And there are people that are in worse shape than we are.
Bob Higgins, we're heading into Christmas, a new year. Do you have any solace that somebody like a Garth Brooks, you know, the Bruce Springsteen, Frank Sinatra combined of country, at least came back to the city and put a spotlight on it.
Yes, I think it's been excellent, and I think there'll be a lot of he will make a lot of people take a second look. Is what my wife and I are hoping for. The only other problem is that for the life of me, I've never understood where the money went from the original people that did fundraisers, musicians, and that type of thing.
Well, Bob Higgins, again, a victim of the May flooding in Nashville, which is obviously still shaping your life, we just wish you the best over the holidays and a better new year.
Well, thank you so much. Like I say, there are people out here that are in worse shape than my wife and I and son. We're lucky we do have jobs, and we keep persevering. We're attempting to help people out here that have nothing. And we hope that there are other people that will step up no matter what their conditions are.
Yeah.
And look at your neighbor and love your neighbor and understand that all of us are going through problems these days.
Bob, thank you. Best to you.